You have to tell her about Devin. He was her friend as much as yours, maybe even more. They were lovers for years after the two of you called it quits.
I can't speak to Kyren specifically, but I can say for certain that at least some of those listed as dead are alive and well and making a great case for the twisting of spellbound oaths.
You've encountered some of them, then?
I have, or one of them, anyway. That's how I learned about the Shadow Trails. He used ours to set us up for a Death Spark.
A Death Spark? Why didn't your sacred blades protect you?
Well, for starters, they're sitting on the bottom of a lake beside the stone corpse of the goddess. I returned them to her when I left her service.
What happened after you got sparked?
I ended up on a big wooden glyph thing they called the Pillory of Light. The straps bound me and the glyph bound Triss.
They beat him. They hurt him, and I couldn't stop them. Later, I killed them all, but I couldn't do anything about it until a friend rescued us.
I'm sorry, Arl. I know a thing or two about being bound to the pillory.
It wasn't anything like what you faced. I wasn't even there that long.
4 days? Though you were unconscious for much of it.
You said that you knew some of the names on the obelisk belonged to the apostate instead of the dead. I assume that means that you know who set you up.
I do.
But you haven't said a name yet. I know you, Arl, and I know what that means. But you can't possibly hurt me anywhere near as much as I've already been hurt. Stop trying to protect me and tell me the bad news. Who set you up?
Devin.
Oh. Damn, that's awful stuff. Did you kill him?
No. I could have, but I chose not to. I let him walk away.
I wouldn't have. You should have killed him, Arl.
You loved him once.
So did you. I got over it long before the temple fell. Why didn't you? If not in the years before the fall, when he started treating you badly, then later, when he arranged to have you and Triss tied to a rack?
Because I looked at him and I saw what he used to be. There was a greatness there once.
No, Arl, there never was. I knew him better than anyone, I think. Better than you did, certainly. I heard the things that he'd never say to you. The bitter things he whispered in the dark. His angers and his envies. And how very much he resented playing the second sword to the great Arl Kingslayer.
I know that it was hard for him to have me as a best friend after I killed Ashvik. I can't blame him for resenting the attention the Masters gave me.
Not just the Masters, the whole world.
I felt my face heat. I never much liked the renown that came with killing a king. I was proud of what I'd done, ending the life of a monster in a crown. Proud, too, of my ability. I'd managed an execution that 3 senior masters had died attempting. I'd loved the work, and knowing I was good at what I did. But I'd never felt comfortable with the adulation.
He couldn't stand all the attention you got. He hated that you were Arl Kingslayer, and he was plain old Devin Ursuline. He hated you.
I can't believe that. Envied, yes, I know that. I'd have to be an idiot not to, but hate? No.
Why the hell are you defending him? He betrayed Namora, and he betrayed the Order. But long before that, he betrayed you. He's a traitor, through and through. He told me how much he hated you, Arl, more than once, and he meant every damn word of it. That's what drew us together in the first place. No. Let me finish. This needs to be said. Just give me a moment. It's true, Arl. The whole damned Order thought you walked in the shadow of the goddess. Everybody but Devin. And later, me. After you and I broke up, we both hated you. That's what put us in bed together. I thought it would hurt you more than sleeping with anyone else would. And Devin, well, Devin's motivations were more complex. I think he wanted to be you as much as hurt you, and he figured screwing me would serve for both.
I was happy for the two of you.
I know. And damn, but it pissed us off. It's funny, really. You were what brought Devin and I together. But you were ultimately what drove us apart as well.
How so?
I hated you for what you did to me. Devin hated you for what you were. Somewhere along the line, I realized that as much as you'd hurt me, you hadn't done it because you wanted to cause me pain. You did it because you figured out we were never going to work as an us, and quite simply, you were right. Though I was smart enough not to fall in love with you a second time, I ended up loving you all over again. That was absolute death to my relationship with Devin.
Devin had the chance to kill me when I'd encountered him last. More than once. He hadn't done it. No. It wasn't as simple as Devin hating me for what I had become. But I didn't want to argue with Jax. Hell, that was the main reason I'd left Jax a month before we were to be married. I didn't want to argue with Jax ever again. 9 years on, and the whole not arguing with Jax thing still felt good.
Damn. This stuff is brutal. Here. It's all yours. I need to take a little nap.
I felt the bottle pressed against my thigh.
Oh.
I took Jax's cue, thinking sleep sounded like a good idea. I closed my eyes and was gone.